Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise your podcast. That means that you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So if you always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
For a limited time at Sprint, get $50 for each new phone you lease when you switch. That's right. You'll get $50 for each new phone on a prepaid MasterCard issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Just register for the card online and you're good to go. Get a network built for unlimited and a great price at Sprint. It's the best of both worlds. And get $50 on a prepaid MasterCard for each phone you lease. Visit a Sprint store this weekend only for sizzling Sprint Saturday deals.
Card terms, conditions, and expiration apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
Block in my mind a lot, till I get myself right. It's block idle thoughts, trying not to mimic my idle stocks. Peep them doing things that I would not, and vice versa. My vice versa, script them in at least suicidal thoughts. Victim of the beat, singing whispers, trying to listen to the streets. Living in this basement, all that's missing is the heat, homie. Niggas didn't eat, only dinner was to sleep, homie. Ain't returning texts, wasn't hitting shit for weeks. But when it comes together, then the missing is complete. I'm sitting in his Jeep, twisting swishes on a flyer, head nodding, dead silence after hitting from the tire. Plenty of us winning, I begin to get inspired, and always hit the digits of the kids that I admire. But it's different these days, family. Last chance, proving dreams ain't fantasy. Yeah.
Oh, my mama got the fake shit. I tell your mama that.
Welcome to another edition of the Pop Culturists. That's an awesome track there, Kyle. It is I, Alex Mello, with the always wonderful, the always astute, the always fashionable, half pint, Kyle Adams. How are you, sir?
Good. But you know, I only learn from the best, man. And you taught me everything I know.
We're rocking that Chino Purpel, if you will. Look good, man. Our
fighters,
we look like if there was like a Reservoir Dogs pub crawl, we would be like the bizarre world of that idea. Awesome. So it works.
Bizarro's pretty dope. Why does he get so much hate?
Oh, Jordan's hair. That
was the highlight of our meeting, was Jordan's hair.
Yeah. He looked, again, we're talking about a contributor to the show, Mr. Jordan Jiskra. We had our Strong Style meeting to celebrate the launch of Strong Style Media, which, of course, runs the Pop Culturist. You're here every Wednesday, Thursday night. We have Kyle Soda Sound Radio. Sunday night, standing eight count, Ryan Elijah McNeil talk. Some bouts. Monday night, we have myself, yours truly, and Ryan Cook as well. WrestleCast Radio. Discuss everything pro wrestling, you know, inside and outside the squared circle. We go over big shows. We just, you know, shoot the shit out on what we think should happen, could happen, or what just happened, which we kind of experienced a lot of emotion in that range this past week in a wrestling. Great to see you again, Kyle. all choked out. But today's Ryan Jordan contributor. Also, I would say Edward James almost stand it deliver. We kind of stand it, if you will. Jordan just with his sportscast right here. So yeah, conglomerate. Just an eclectic mix of, you know, all that we have to offer. Check us out, /drunkstylemedia
For Facebook, yeah. Yep. I can't find the conglomerate button. Man.
I'm not on the ones and twos this weekend. But what we had this past weekend, obviously, me and Kai, little pop culturist reunion, if you will, as well as, you know, the family here at Strong Style Media, but also the Grammys happened. Some controversy coming out of it, especially some comments towards the female competition, since it was a lot of very male driven throughout the major categories this year. We'll talk winners, losers, snubs, a little bit of the controversy as well. We'll also break into Kyle's musical mantra. We'll talk some music news, some reviews, maybe have the awesome snippet from one of some wonderful interviews he does every Thursday on Show Sound Radio. Also talk some outrageous Super Bowl concert ticket prices starting this week here in Minneapolis and all around for the Super Bowl gaps of the century. We'll also break down into the box office beatdown. Also, we'll talk about an upcoming film, see if Kyle wants to go to the house that Ghost built. That's what we're going to Winchester. Also, some serious movie news. Also, to end the show, speaking of Monday, a little last night transition, me and Kyle will talk wrestling. We have the Royal Rumble chat last week. We'll talk kind of what happened at the Rumble since we were both. We'll watch this on giant global television, as well as talk about Ronda Rousey making the trend to the square circle of the WWE. We all know it's been a long time. We'll see if she's still pointing, see if Kyle is back, especially with the match that she's rumored to be in, especially a nice throwback, if you will, or a continuation of events from Tuesday.
Yo. Uh-oh. Did we lose you, Alex?
No. What's up?
Oh, I heard my name, and then I heard you laugh, and then that was it. He's still there.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Hello, cool.
Whoa. How's what?
What? No, how are you? Oh, cool.
Oh. Okay. I'm good. Just had a long day. Started at like 7. And then walked in the door and instantly started the show. So, yeah. Other than that, man, like it's been a chill day. Instacart though. I really like the job, I guess. Like I get an exercise doing it, you know, being in shop, grabbing orders for people inside the grocery store, and pacing up and down aisles really puts a beating to your legs. If you had a sedentary job for almost 2 years,
that would be nice. That would be nice. Mm. So what, like people just call various stores, then you just kind of get their orders ready?
Well, I just work for Cub. I shouldn't say I work for Cub. I work at Cub. I know there's like CVS, Whole Foods, and Cub, along with like Target and some other stores. I really wished I worked in like Target or like CVS. That would be so easy for me. But
yeah, that would be pretty nice.
I work at Cub, and you run into a lot of healthy people, like organic or gluten free, and you don't see anybody getting fattening foods, which is annoying. Because, like, I'd be wanting good ideas for, like, to go get food. You know, like I'm up and down these aisles and I'm like, oh yeah, okay, this looks good what they're picking out. But instead it's just organic. All organic. Nothing about it is good what these people buy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it bums me out.
You know what people are buying though? Bruno Mars. We'll see how he did at the 2018 Grammy Awards when we're back in 2-2. Organic.
Oh, by the way, look what I found.
What?
Oh, why aren't you playing? Not that.
Hello, sports fan.
Oh, everything just went to hell. Dang it. I was trying to play this.
No tanning glamorous. Oh,
they just messed up on me completely.
What?
If you don't mind just letting the people know one more time, we'll be back in 2-2, and I'll go ahead and push this play button.
We'll be back in 2-2.
What's up, sports fans? It's the coach, Mike Faber.
This is Chris Sly, the Fantasy Guy.
And we make up the fantasy picks every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. on WBLZSports.com.
Other shows will tell you to start David Johnson and Ezekiel Elliott. We told you that's who you were supposed to draft before the season started. Listen to us every week. We'll give you those fantasy picks that you can't find anywhere else to help you win your league that week.
We don't have any funny accents here.
All we do is win. Listen to us and you'll do the same. We out. Send us out. Send us out, Chris Fly, the Fantasy Guy.
That's all, folks. Better listen.
Doug Pepper Painting and Pressure Wash. He has over 30 years of painting experience. He's interior, exterior, commercial, or residential. Doug Pepper covers it all. Is your house looking ugh? We'll call on Doug. Doug Pepper Painting and Pressure Washing. 404-966-3361. Mention WBLZ Sports and get a special We've Got Balls discount. That's Doug Pepper Painting and Pressure Washing. 404-966-3361.
What's up, everybody? This is Ren.
And Webb.
And Thump.
We are the 8-Bit Pros. We are freaks, we're geeks, we're nerds, we're a tad bit irreverent, but you know what? We're variety. We call it like we see it. We're not afraid to tell each other or anyone else.
Whoa, wait, wait.
What?
Family show.
Right.
Well, that's only if you consider us family.
That's a good point. Right, tell them where to find us.
Tuesday night, 8 to 10 p.m., WBLZSports.com.
Because we've got fall.
This is the feeling of turning a game you love into a lifetime of cash. DraftKings.com, the daily fantasy baseball destination, is giving away over $300 million this baseball season. And the games are one day, so you can play for your share every single day. Just pick your sport, pick your players, and pick up your cash. Step up to the plate at DraftKings.com. Play with promo code SLIDE and get free entry in our daily contest. Get to DraftKings.com.
Hello, wrestling fans. I'm Gary Grider, and I want to invite you to join Martin Hughes and myself every Friday for the Eye of Wrestling podcast right here on WBLZ Sports. We'll get you caught up on all the current news from around pro wrestling, and we will have some great discussions as we cover WWE, Global Force, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Ring of Honor, and the independent scene around our hometown of Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's the Eye of Wrestling podcast every Friday right here on WBLZ Sports, where we've got balls.
Connecting with WBLZ Sports is so easy, we can do it for free. Yes, on your mobile phone, you can get us for free at WBLZ Sports on your iPhone and your Android. You want to connect with us on social media? Facebook.com/WBLZ Sports. Twitter handle at WBLZ Sports. Instagram at WBLZ Sports. Website www.WBLZSports.com. Yes, that's right. WBLZ Sports is all over the place, and it's easy to get to us. Why? Because we got balls.
Thank you guys so much.
Now that the 60th annual Grammy Awards have officially come to an end, we've got the winners for you right here. Well, you guys, there were snubs, there were losses, but most importantly, there were some major wins. The Grammy started off strong this year with the first award of the evening, which was for Best Rap and Song Performance. And to literally no one's surprise, Kendrick Lamar, one of the evening's front runners, took it home for his song, Loyalty, featuring Rihanna.
Thank you, Kendrick, for giving me this incredible opportunity to be on such a great record. I love this record, and I'm honored to do this with you. Congrats. You deserve this, man.
Hey.
appreciate y'all. Love.
Not too fast. That wasn't Kendrick's only award of the evening. He actually won another 4 Grammys on top of that. During the live show, we all watched as Kendrick accepted the award for Best Rap Album, but before the show even started, he won in the categories of Best Rap Song, Best Rap Performance, and Best Music Video. Wow. Of course, as exciting as it is to see some of our faves absolutely kill it when they win one award after another, one of the most special moments of the show every year is when they announce the winner for Best New Artist, which recognizes music industry newcomers for their incredible contributions over the last Grammy cycle. But even with crazy talented nominees like SZA, Khalid, Julia Michaels, and Lil Uzi Vert, Alessia Cara still managed to snag it.
And that's kind of unfortunate, so I just wanted to encourage everyone to support real music and real artists, because everyone deserves the same shot.
We know she kills it. Moving on, even though Ed Sheeran was a 2-time Grammy Award winner this evening, he was actually a no-show at tonight's ceremony, leading some to believe that his absence had to do with not being nominated for any of the bigger awards of the evening. Regardless, he won for Best Pop Solo Performance for Shape of You and Best Pop Vocal Album for Divide, which is definitely nothing to sneeze at. And if you thought the pop and rap genres were the only ones to be represented during tonight's show, you'd be wrong, because Chris Stapleton also won big tonight. During the televised show, he snagged a Grammy in the category of Best Country Album for his latest release, From a Room, Volume 1. He also received awards that were not televised, including Best Country Song for Broken Halos and Best Country Solo Performance for Either Way.
It's a wonderful room to be in, all these people tonight, and we're so proud.
And then finally came the end of the show, where we literally watched Bruno Mars make a clean sweep of all the major awards for the evening, including Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Album of the Year, after already having won 4 others before the show in other categories.
My father, if you're watching this, Dad, I love you. Look at me, Pop, look at me. I'm at the Grammys right now.
Well, clearly it was a huge night for Bruno, and considering that he was nominated alongside notable artists like Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z, Lorde, and Childish Gambino, while his song 24 Karat Magic was nominated against hits like Despacito and Humble, it's pretty amazing that he pretty much owned the Grammys this year, don't you think?
This is for them. I love you guys. Thank you so much. I don't know. This is incredible. Thank you, guys.
But before we wrap this up, there are a bunch of other amazing artists who won tonight whose awards unfortunately weren't aired during the show. Among them are The Weeknd, Portugal the Man, Shakira, Childish Gambino, Little Big Town, Foo Fighters, and so many others. Well, you guys, now that the Grammys are over...
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Alex, you're there.
Am I here? Am I on Beeps?
Yeah. On Beeps? Whoa.
I didn't know if I was muted.
Oh. No, we're live, pal. You're Sid Vicious
I know.
Right now.
So welcome back to the Pop Culture. So that, of course, the snazzy beats from one Bruno Mars, an album Kyle, the champion, when that came out earlier this year. More surprising, Kyle, that Jay-Z, who was the most nominated performer going into the 2018 Grammys, did not win a single award, or that white people over the age of 50 really love Bruno Mars?
I think people over the age of 50 really love Bruno Mars.
They love Bruno Mars. I talked to an today, and it was, you know, we're chatting, and then all of a sudden I was like, yeah, Bruno Mars a few years ago, great Super Bowl performance, you know, I wish they got him every year. And they beamed up, and they're like, my husband, you would not expect to like Bruno Mars, because he's a farmer, you know, sustaining all this stuff, Then she was like, but he loved, and he looks at me, he's like, yeah, no, I like, he's amazing. And I was like, that's just about Mars 5 minutes. And I was like, wow, seriously, that's all I heard from people. After that performance, like, wow, that brutal Mars kid. I'm like, well, he's at least like 3 albums off today, you know, more ears. But is just because you can span every sort of genre with ego and nostalgic and stuff, but with contemporary lyrics?
That's a good question. I don't even think it's for Bruno Mars' lyrics, like why he's so popular, to be honest with you. I think it's because, like, this is a pill, you know? He has that look. I know once upon a time he used to have the doo-wop. If I remember correctly, right? Didn't he used to have the doo-wop hair, like big hair? And so, like, that was a throwback, and it reminded him of their younger years, I guess. Hell, I don't know. Like, but Bruno Mars is very talented. Like, not to take away anything from him, I just don't think they're listening to his lyrics, because, yeah.
It's like a stage show, but he's like a James Brown. He's an artist.
I agree.
He's crazy. And he's the energy is insane.
And he's not looking rough out there. You know, he has glasses on. I think he's clean shaved. You know, no tattoos or anything. Doesn't promote drugs or anything. He has a clean image.
Well, he doesn't, huh? The reason why I started listening to Bruno Mars is because, like, right when he was, you know, he had that feature with Travis McCoy or whatever, that millionaire, billionaire song. Like, one or two of the songs came out, and then there was a mugshot of him one morning smiling because he got arrested because he had a whole lot of cocaine. It's
That's one of the
greatest stories and pictures I ever had. I was like, that guy's got the biggest set because he doesn't care, because it means nothing, because he knows he's set for the rest of his life, because he was also a writer for a few years before he even ventured with his solo.
Yep. I mean, now, I guess. He's a queen. I mean, we look at our Lord and Savior, Vince McMahon, as you we'll talk about later, which we're, me and Ryan, still trying to figure out how you got that info.
Yeah.
We still think it's amazing how you got that, because we're like, we can't find any dirt sheets or nothing.
Nope.
How in the hell? Alex is tight. He knows some ish.
But he wins Song of the Year and album and record. If he was not made for best record of the year, like everything.
I wish I remember what I gave his album when it came out a few months ago. I want to say I gave it like 4 or 4.5 out of 5.
I think it was a 4.5, because I was like, whoa. And I listened to it, and I was like, all right. I get it. I was about 4, but I was like, oh, this is just a nice, like, it's just so chill, so music. Like, it's amazing. But again, can span so many different areas.
I think I remember. I think it was 4.5, and I gave it half the star off because it was so short. It was like 8 or 9 tracks.
But
I was like, dang.
Makes you everything. It's weird how close to me that song really is. Listened to it right after I saw Phantom Thread. I was like, wow, A, these are great companion pieces. And B, wow, this movie and song totally identified who I am. Nothing for story of OJ, which would be kind of, let's just, you know, be real, probably that would have changed. But, you know, Kendrick Lamar, damn, kind of coming up, winning all the rap categories there. Do you think JT, I mean, just kind of stands back now, kind of ventures into his other businesses, lets Kendrick and Migo, Lucy Burke, you know, just kind of take over for a while since, you know, he kind of got swept off? Or do you think this will, you know, ignite the fight a little bit more?
I want to say, you know, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think?
I think he steps back. I, you know, wins now. You know, these are great. He said, she said, albums. I mean, Lemonade, seriously, that's an album people will be studying 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years from now. It's such an important concept album that throws everything out there. And then just led so many people to speculate more than, you know, maybe the moon landing. Like, it hit formation performance at the Super Bowl a few years ago. Like, it's to me, it's the most intuitive here at the house. I'm not kidding. Maybe about twice a month.
Beyonce was like...
But I'm saying he doesn't need to do anything because that was his
response. No, I mean...
Like,
oh, my bad. I was just going to say, Beyonce, like, her status, by the way, I want to talk about that and how everybody, like, bowed to her, literally bowed to her and called her queen. Like, I don't even think...
Stop clapping.
Oh, I don't even think any female artist is that highly considered. And she's not even old either. Like, that's another crazy thing. Is like, if she wanted to, she can do this for another 30 years plus.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, singing isn't really, you know, it don't take a toll on your body, but performing does and everything else. I mean, you know, if she really wanted to make music, she can do it for another 30 years. But, I mean, to be that young and for everybody to consider you a god is just beyond my wildest thoughts. I would have never thought that Beyonce would be at that type of status. Ever.
She's on, you hit it right on the head. I mean, she's near, I'd say she's maybe, you know, on like fundraiser graphs where it's like a thermometer and they, you know, two lines off of her status, I would say. She's damn near close. I mean, give it maybe 10, 15 years to what she does. And if she may step back, why not? She has three kids now. You know, like I said, she's only 36. She's been doing this, you know, probably for 20 years, 20 plus years. But she was 15, 16, 17 when Destiny's Child came out. Oh, yeah.
Man, and Jay-Z had his eye on Beyonce then.
You're totally right. And like I said, that album put her, I think, on that level because she was so vulnerable. She was so open. People could relate. She was pouring her heart and soul out. And that's why I think it's such an important record. And oh, yeah, she gets her swagger back in the end. And then it's all about family. It's such a sad time. I'm about to die right now. Queen B for life there. LCD Sound. Best dance recording for tonight. Welcome back. I'm happy. Kraftwerk, which is like an electronic album, which was pretty nice there. I mean, again, you know, contemporary Weekend. You think the Weekend deserved to be Childish Gambino? That you think SZA maybe should have been the wild that. And what urban contemporary?
I wanted to rewind a little bit because it's funny. I guess Tiffany Haddish was getting ready to fight somebody.
Whoa.
But Beyonce talked her out of it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm reading it here, but Beyonce didn't want to take a selfie with Tiffany Haddish. There's a picture because Jay-Z had his 444 party. And, okay, so it says here about 38-year-old, da-da-da-da, photo came to be, da-da-da. Oh, never mind. I'm trying to read where it says that Beyonce talked her out of a fight, but I don't see it. And I thought it would be cool to, like, bring it up and read about it. But it just says how Beyonce got camera shy for a selfie photo. That's lame. That's super lame.
No, I'm going to fight this bitch. She was like, fun, Tiffany. And I said, I'm only going to have fun if you take a selfie with me. That's awesome. Not going to lie.
So here is a good excerpt from the article. It says, we took the picture and I was like, is my wig slipping? And she was like, mm-hmm. But she knew who I was. She came up to me and was like, I think you're so funny, Tiffany Haddish. And I was like, what? You know me? And she says, I'm Beyonce. And that's where it leaves off in the quote. So Beyonce was awe.
Oh my gosh, that's you know who else is in awe of her, which I since Girls Trip, which is a great movie. Go check it out. Maybe 7 minutes too long. Check it out. Paul Thomas Anderson, my favorite director, as I'm getting older, and I get more excited to watch his work, probably becoming my all-time. I'm my Mount Rushmore of modern directors. Thomas Anderson, said he wants to work with her. Tiffany Haddish said it's a goddamn musical genius, piece of work you could. You said no one could copy or do what Tiffany Haddish did in that role. So he's been saying this, the last couple of interviews since promoting the wonderfully, interestingly, fantastically funny Fiends of Thread. And apparently Tiffany also just stated that they have been talking on the phone, and that there's a big possibility they will be working together, which is awesome. Of course, Thomas Anderson had 4 kids with the already hilarious Mike Rudolph. So it would be interesting if she did fall as a project, which would be amazing since she is okay. But any other big snubs do you up the awards and performances that you saw that you liked?
Not off the top of my head as I look through the results here. I guess I felt snubs when it came to nominations. But yeah. Out of these people, I felt like once they chose their group and they kind of went with what it is. But I feel like as far as nominations, it's kind of like, how your team gets eliminated from, whatever sports that you like. And you're just kind of like, meh. Like my team's out of it. I don't care. And I think that's how I felt. A lot of nominations are like, we out. And it's like, okay, whoever wins, wins, I guess. Go from there.
Yeah, they, I think, Damn, when you think of albums of the year, classic albums, I think people will listen to more, Damn, more so. I think that's going to be an essential album compared to 24K Magic. Again, fun record, but it's Damn. It's Kendrick. I mean, it's from top to bottom, even from reverse to the front, which he has released Duckworth. Check it out. It's amazing. But I also have a soft spot for 444, not on that Lemonade level, but each time I listen to it, which is, at least once a week, the last couple of weeks here. It grows on me with its adultness, him growing up and realizing, okay, I really, this is my family, this is what I have to do, but also shows the history of how he had the realization. I would say that's my thing, is Dan.
I feel like Kendrick Lamar winning it, it's kind of spot on for me. I feel like he has done something that, no artist has done in a long time, and that was make a good record. But I feel like it's well deserving. I couldn't think of any other hip hop artists that would deserve that type. Not even Jay-Z's 444, my honest opinion, would probably not even get recognition. That was a good album.
It's such a vulnerable song. Oh.
It is. Just so, but you know what's crazy is, like, everybody in the hood, like, knew, like, what went down. Like, we've been saying it since, like, Jay, like, Rihanna first came onto the scene. Like, Jay-Z's hidden it. Like, that was the official word of the streets, is Jay-Z's smashing off Rihanna.
So, from Brooklyn all the way to St. Paul, Minnesota. That's how far traveled.
That's the word. That's how fast word got out. Was everybody? And you know Minnesota's late for everything.
That, yo.
You know Minnesota's late for everything, and we've been hearing that for the past, ooh lord, 20 plus years because of the people that came from Chicago. Was like Minnesota weak. Y'all can never get nothing on time. Dang. Which
my
is true.
Grandma gave me that chain. Do you think Six Black should have won for Purplums?
Who?
Six Black. Or is it
no?
Six Black?
Six Black? Just six Black? No, I like that dude. But no, I don't think he should have won.
I just love the spelling of words.
I hate it. At first, I'm like, what is his name? Like, Black? Like, I was
it's
saying
like
it like.
Glass. Purple.
That's a horrible B. If he's trying to play it off as a B, that is horrible.
That's a B. It's still Black, right? Like,
yeah, it's supposed to be Black. But good God, that is probably one of the worst names. Like, oh, that made me. I never understood that name. That is almost as bad as, what is it? Tekashi 6ix9ine? Who is getting praise as we're kind of jumping into musical mantra. He's getting praise. The guy just signed a $7.5 million deal with, we believe, Interscope. No word has gotten out on his signing. But have you seen him? He's the guy that has the big 6ix9ine on his forehead, and he has the rainbow hair, and it's in dreads.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I need to look this up.
Tekashi, like, he's obviously a Roy Jones fan, right? And so his name is Tekashi, like Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's gotten praise from Swiss Beats. He again signed that contract.
Wow. Oh.
And
what's his name? An Eric Andre bit.
Andre? That's funny. But yeah, I should look that up. That's funny.
That's he looks like riffraff. Like, oh, I don't see that joke. I can't. Yeah. Wow, this is gross. If you didn't like that other white rapper that doesn't like rap music, you probably won't like.
You won't like Tekashi. You won't like Lil Pump. Post Malone is out here half-stepping, which pisses me off, and people still play his music. Yeah. Reading a book real quick. Back to movies really quickly. House of Cards is moving on with season 6. It's in production without Spacey. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's the obvious choice. I mean, Robin Wright is an amazing actress. Just, hey. I mean, she's awesome in Blade Runner. She's amazing in Wonder Woman. And she's always been stone cold on House of Cards. I haven't watched it the last 2 seasons. I don't know if I will now, but I'm all for whatever they were. That was, you know, kind of rumored after the dust settled, after the Kevin Spacey horribleness there. So I'm all for it. They could definitely do a lot of things to bring to the board, which I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll pull them off somehow, very gruesomely.
Yeah.
Then, you know, we'll see it from there. The show's great. I do enjoy it. It's just, it's a lot of the evilness that goes on, like, for 5 minutes of an episode. So there's a lot of evil shit going on. But good show. Great performances by everyone.
And Bad Boys 3 is in the works. We saw Martin Lawrence. Say what?
this movie news segment?
Kind of. I mean, like, I'm just flipping through, like, articles here, and I'm finding, like, really interesting stuff. And I wanted to ask you, like, do you think Martin Lawrence can handle this type of role since we've seen him not necessarily, you know, off the edge, but it was tough. For me, it was tough looking at him, you know, as he was going through the motions in camera, and, like, you was proud of him for standing up there, but you knew he couldn't make it. So, like, or, you know, beat her along. How do you think, like, do you think he's going to snap back to, like, Bad Boys 2 and replay that same role, or do you think it's not going to be the same?
Well, I mean, he was the same in Bad Boys 2. Make him a detective, or make him, you know, something in the office. You know, he doesn't have to be on the field. Then you can bring on someone else, a young up-and-coming actor, you know, hell, Michael B. Jordan, just because he's awesome.
That's a good choice.
You know, that could lead it, because we know Bill could still go, and then maybe after that, they bring on Bill's, you know, kid, and then it's the new Bad Boys, you know. I'm totally fine with that. So, give him
Michael B. Jordan, he has to be Martin Lawrence, my opinion. Who would be Will Smith?
The brother from That's So Raven.
You know, Kyle?
Sure.
Oh, what is his character's name? Corey?
Corey in the house? Remember that was the thing?
Yeah, that guy. We, Orlando Jordan, or not Orlando Jordan, Jesus. What's his name? Orlando.
Blue?
No. The guy that plays Eddie in the show, or I know him from Tiger, from Major Payne. It's like Orlando something.
Whoa.
Anyway.
From Major Payne. Sir, get loud.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what you.
Yeah.
What is the sassy black kid from, like, Role Models?
Say that one more time.
The sassy black kid from, like, 2008 to 2011. He was on the Tracy Morgan show. He was in the movie Role Model.
You know who I think would be a great Will Smith? The dude from Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah.
Main character. I feel like they would make the same, like, they make the same, like, head movements, I think. Like,
can you hear me?
They both, a little bit.
Hmm.
I can hear you now.
Oh,
sound great.
Okay. Wow, that kid got jacked. Maybe bring Bobby J. Thompson, the sassy black kid. Bobby J. Thompson.
What's his name?
Bobby.
I'm gonna look that up.
With E. J. Thompson. And he just got, I don't know if he's a football player now, but he was like that little kid. He was in Human Giants for a few episodes there, about a kid agency. Awesome. 21 years old now. It's crazy.
Once you said Bobby Jackson, I was thinking of the
Minnesota
Gopher. The guy. No. Oh, he was tight. I actually had his signature. No, I was thinking of hang on, I lost my train of thought now. Never mind. It'll come back to me. I'm trying to look up this Bobby Jackson guy.
I don't know. I don't need a Bad Boys 3. I'd still go see him. Bad Boys 2, man. That's a tough act to follow. A 3-hour bloat fest of obsceneness that interplays Nelly's Shake a Tail Feather like 5 different times.
Was that almost as bad as when they played Bonnie and Clyde intentionally on Head of State? Let's get into some music news since I talked a lot of movie stuff. Jay-Z is rumored to be opening a new restaurant called Hovino. It's rumored. I don't know how his last stint went down with the 40 Club, and people weren't getting paid, and people were just cussing out Dame and Jay left and right. So with this new joint, would you go eat there?
No. You know why? Because growing up, and I'm a huge Hova fan, but growing up, man, I did all that niche shit in Chicago. The Jordan restaurant, Pizza Uno, you know, all that stuff. You're like very touristy. I had fun at all those places, especially because ESPN stuff. My sister would sneak me into the 18 and over like leather booth area where they would do radio, like a bar. And every year they put my name on ESPN as like scoreboard gimmick. They were like, show through. It was like the best thing ever. And when I was younger, like 8 to 12, I did Planet Hollywood for my birthday. So, you know, we used to look at the same stuff, but it was cool to me. You know, you'd see the Terminator hand and like the shirt from Howard the Duck and the plate from Howard the Duck. And you're like, whoa! Alien head, not alien, predator head. So, you know, yeah, cool stuff and, you know, horrible food, but hey, sport, all that neat shit. But this I wouldn't touch just because I'm adult. It's sleep.
Whoa. I almost died there. Sorry about that.
Talk about drugs.
Yeah. I don't know why The Purge keeps making movies. That was a weird little, read. Or not an article, but just happened to go by it. The 5'9 and DJ Premier, known as Prime.
Yeah.
It's coming out with a second edition installment of their album collection. And Dave East is one on their first single and is dropping tomorrow. Along with Busta Rhymes, Miss Elliott, and like, oh, two other people are dropping singles tomorrow as well. Yeah, I think Missy's doing it because of that Super Bowl commercial. Have you seen that, by the way? With Peter Dinklage?
No.
Even though I've been calling him Peter Dinklage this whole time.
He used to be nominated for an Oscar, but no, what does Peter Dinklage do? Does he write a dragon?
No? Who else? Joey Badass is also releasing as well. Say what?
Oh, I said, what does Peter Dinklage do in that? Does he write a dragon?
Oh. No, he's on that Doritos commercial with Morgan Freeman.
Doritos commercial?
And it's like the new Blaze or whatever, and Dinklage is representing that, and Morgan Freeman's representing Mountain Dew Ice.
Whoa!
And then there's like
I almost said Mountain Dew Freeman. Morgan Freeman's in a Mountain Dew commercial. That's awesome. I would say 66 Weeks of Lifetime Achievement Award got at the SAG Awards a few weeks ago. It's pretty damn cool. I agree with that.
Oh. Just trying to load this article up here because I think it's kind of interesting. I don't know if he came out with a new album or not because I didn't see it on Apple Music, but maybe it's all of his old stuff. But Childish Gambino's EP is live on all streaming services for the first time. That's what it
really
says here. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so apparently all of his music, Camp, my bad. Camp has been on there. So it looks like EP is just the name of his album that came out like March 2011. And it was never like really released, kind of like Eminem's first album, Infinite. How like
yeah,
he kind of had to be an underground head or kind of know who he is. So the EP, as it's known, is now available on streaming services across all platforms where you can listen to it.
Freaks and geeks without watching it on YouTube. Yes.
Like the video for it is really good, though. I like Camp.
Huh?
Camp's a good video, too. Camping and Freaks and Geeks, some videos for that.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, the EP is great. I wish it had the Adele sample that he did.
Oh, that's a good one too. That is a good one. It is only 5 tracks, but not bad. For those who have streaming services, which I still don't understand how artists make money, but apparently they do. I mean, I know it's per stream, but I just don't see it. You know, like, I get to listen to any album I want for $10.
Even if you do like 10 cents a song per download or stream, you get $1 million. I mean, that's a lot of money. That's just a song. They probably have more for albums downloaded onto a device or something. I would think so. Or I would think. But yeah, because why else would they do that? But I'm so excited. EPEP is out on Apple Music as of right now. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And Atlanta is coming back April or March 1st.
Yeah, and I'm excited for that. I'm interested to see how it goes. I think Atlanta is available on
Hulu.
Yep. And I probably rewatched it, to be honest with you. I still think it's good. Juneteenth episode is really funny to me. And that which Juneteenth episode do you think is better, Blackish or Atlanta's?
Blackish was more educational.
It was,
but funny. And Atlanta was just cringeworthy, funny, also, like, wow. Like, it was a history lesson as well. And also, where you saw the cover for A Week in My Love was in that episode, on a picture in the background, in a frame.
Yep. Which, really cool. I didn't hear these other 3 tracks, I don't think. Now that I'm looking through it. Nah, I think the only thing I remember is Freaks and Geeks, but I swear, like, probably if I listen to these, I'm like, yeah, I know what this is.
Mixtape, there was back in the day, you could buy at a CD retailer or, you know, just a record shop. There were so many tracks out there, I couldn't tell you. And then the rest, I mean, there were like 7 tracks and 11 of those, like, like interludes and stuff like that. So, you know, to me, I could have remembered a lot, especially on this DJ Khaled Trick Daddy ones.
Whoa, what was that last thing you said?
What?
What was that last thing you said? Stupid blog talk.
Nothing. I'm getting the stink.
Is it breaking up for me too?
No, fine. Am I breaking up this whole time?
No, just the last few words. Like, that's why I was like, what?
Go to Slip Apple this evening. What else have you got, Doc? What's the last good album you've listened to?
I haven't really been listening to too much. Iggy Azalea, I know, is coming out with a new single, by the way, as well. It's Friday with Quavo.
I mean, hooray, Jen, hooray.
Kanye, Mos Def, and Talib Kweli are rumored to make another album, which I think is really good. DJ Khaled is making moves with Jay-Z and Nas. Even though their beef ain't a beef no more, so it's like, whatever. By the way, this Tekashi 6ix9ine dude does not have his GED. So his friend, Ugly God, who is really ugly, offers somebody $100K. Not like one person. Like he made an open, you know, challenge to help him complete his GED. You get $100K for helping him. That's nice.
Wow. You should do that.
I would not want to hang around that guy. I feel like I'd be a drug addict if I, like, go to his house.
Just think of all that Lucci just spreading around, man.
I'll be addicted to lean. I'll get a face tattoo. And the crazy thing is I wouldn't
What's
even do drugs
while
I'm there. What? Everything.
Whoa.
I can't get a face tattoo. Nuts.
You get two face tattoos.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking. Usher completes Colin Kaepernick's 10 for 10 challenge. He officially raised $1 million. Good for him. Jay-Z's restaurant, which is weird. Why would you, I don't know. I guess the way I think of it is like Vince McMahon's XFL thing. Like, if it already failed, why would you relaunch it? That's crazy.
I 100% agree, just due to the fact that, I mean, especially if your workers weren't getting paid before, what do you know, how do you make sure to these workers that they're going to get a paycheck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the big...
Oh, it's like Birdman. Like, how in the hell is Birdman still getting work and that guy's known to not pay people? Ice Cube as well. Like, these people still keep getting opportunities and they're dirtbags. And I don't understand it.
What happened to that boy, man?
But it's just, it's insane to me. Like Trump's the biggest one. Like, how do you go through so many divorces and bankrupts and you're still out here surviving? I don't get it. Can someone please explain to me the ways of failing but still staying on top?
Oh, man. You know what else is pretty crazy, Kyle? Super Bowl, but also the Super Bowl with the astronomical tickets that are actually dwindling because no one cares if Philadelphia is in it, except all the Philadelphians. Thank you. Thank you. But also with the party, right, Kyle?
What about a party?
No, I said that what happens during Super Bowl week is parties, right, Kyle?
Yeah, I watch a lot of commercials. I probably don't. I mean, granted, my Patriots been in it for a long time. I just enjoy the commercials. Is that weird? Because I already know my team's going to win, so.
Really?
Pretty much. I'm glad you don't have access to the soundboard, or else you'd probably play a certain sound clip.
Why are you glad?
I know you would play a certain sound clip that Ryan always plays.
You know me all too well. But again, parties are a big thing. I saw a few concert tickets that I was flabbergasted over. One of them that will be happening.
Yes.
Happened tonight, actually, it's happening in an hour. Flies in Katrina, which, what, they were relevant 12 years ago? You know, kind of something along those days there. I was like, oh, that's got to be fun. It's in some place called Privé, if you will. And then I saw the price, and I was really, really confused because it's Trina. Implied that guy. Remember that guy? No, no one does. How much do you think it was just to walk out the door?
Oh,
or walk in?
I heard that they were like in the grands. Okay.
Great.
Is it $300?
Almost.
Almost? Oh my god.
Well, it's lower than that, I should say.
How much? Okay, so there's a lot going on, like, over this weekend here in Minnesota. I'll answer your question in a second here, but actually, I'll answer your question, and I want to talk about everything going on. But I'm guessing Trina implies, if it's almost, I'm just going to say 375, if not 425.
Surprisingly, $100 just advance. I'm sure it's going to be a lot more. One that threw me off, because I believe it's at the Myth, I want to say. God, there's just so many insane prices. But at the mid, it's going to be Future and Cardi B.
That's right.
Show
I heard about that.
It goes to, like, I want to say 2 a.m. My whole thing is I was like, oh, that'll probably be a few $100. Right? Because Future mumbles. He doesn't really rap.
No, he mumbles, yeah.
He mumbles. Cardi B.
He does.
He's just a silly.
She prostitutes.
Nicki Minaj. Where we said, my friend, just to walk in the door to see Cardi B and Future was like $650.
At Myth. That's, you would pay that price.
Good shows at Myth. I have the Jewels, Dashboard, Jesus. I've seen some stuff. Sorry. $195 is just general admission. But it gets crazy. But I've seen some good shows. T.I. a few weeks before he got arrested on all those gun charges.
Dang.
But there's more. There is one.
No.
But the most, with 5 hours of drinking, like open bar and stuff like that, access, you know, you can pretty much, I hope, anywhere. $20,000 for 6 people. And Bob, 6 bottles. Just to watch Future. $20,000.
I want to meet the person who has those tickets.
You know, it's on a Friday, so there'll be, you know, plenty of time to cover before the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. This weekend is insane with so many people coming. Like, I didn't think Super Bowls were this big. Do you think WrestleMania gets that way when they're in people's hometown for a weekend?
I don't know about music-wise. I mean, yeah, you got Migos. T-Pain.
T-Pain's coming. Snoop Dogg is debuting his new genre. He is doing a gospel album, and he is debuting it live in St. Paul for the crowd.
Wow. I wish I was there to listen to that. Chain Smoke is a huge thing. $100 just to walk in, which, honestly, I think that's kind of cheap for dancing all night. $200, you get like all this VIP treatment, which again, you're dancing for like 2 hours, you're going to be on something, you're having a good time. That's actually not too bad. It's actually going to be at Mystic Lake. And then on the Super Bowl night, Gwen Stefani also at Mystic Lake, like $100. Honestly, for that 19-minute upsetting, I would see. I'm not a douchebag for the chain supporters. But I was like, I would dance for 2 hours.
Yeah. $100 is cheap for something like that. Gwen Stefani's going to be at Mystic? How much are those? $100 as well?
Yeah. Probably after fees and stuff, $100.
I'd pay for that. She's tight.
I think maybe each show.
Not only is she tight, like, I'm sure, like, for some reason in my mind, I'm thinking like it's going to be in like one of their meeting rooms or something. So like it has to be a standing room. I don't think they have like any type of concert halls.
Floyd, the weather, the Wayne's shoes, fabulous. Why aren't we going to that?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, did he? It's going to be tight.
I wonder who's going to have the best concert. Nobody's promoting T-Pain. That's the crazy thing. Nobody's promoting T-Pain.
He's with Mika. So he's like third billing.
He's what?
He's third billing. He's with Migos in 21 Savage.
I didn't know that. Because I thought like I thought he was advertised like as himself, because I didn't even know that. But like, the only way people like knew about T-Pain, I feel like, is through Facebook, because like the promoters here in Minnesota are like, T-Pain's coming to like Minneapolis, like who's promoting this? And like, nobody's responding. So I don't think like anybody's doing promotion for T-Pain.
Who's gonna get more people? Plies and Trina?
Oh God. You know, I think it's a 95 go. They're giving away Fabulous tickets. So I think more people are gonna
I love FABLOUS. Over under 60 people to Plies and Trina.
Over. I say like 61.
Isn't he just a knockoff Nelly?
Maybe worse, because Nelly has class.
Ooh, holy shit. Pink's going to be there Friday?
Yeah. I heard about that too.
Sold out. Table.
But I'm excited for this Pastor Snoop. I mean, we are Snoop Lion lasted like all of
a year,
30 seconds. Under or over, Snoop Dogg is quitting weed as opposed to Terry Funk is retiring wrestling.
That's good. Cardi B's playing like 7 parties. She's totally branding herself. Good for her. Snoop Dogg, there's a Playboy Club in Minneapolis. When the hell did that open?
It's probably just open. I feel like it just opened. I'm going to look that up.
Weird.
I don't know why I'm looking it up. It's not like I'm going to go there. But
it's a pop-up venue. Okay.
Okay. Interesting.
That's cool.
See? And, like, they shut down all of downtown. They shut all of that down. You didn't know Jennifer Lopez was going to be there?
No, Dave Matthews Band coming out of retirement. They're doppelgangers, they're shooting doppelgangers. OAR is playing at the same time.
Oh, it's insane. Like I said, there's so many celebrities. That's why they shut down downtown. They don't want nobody bumming around. And I think, what was it? Double J himself said that football team don't even want to, like, leave the... Well, they can't leave the hotels or anything.
Whoa! You know, Cardi B in the bus.
What about Cardi B on the bus?
I said they can't get her on the bus then?
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't like Cardi B. She really bothers me. She really does. I don't like the fact that a lot of these current artists are like stupid and people get praised. Like, I don't know if you heard of TK. TK is like 15 or 16. He's currently on a pending murder charge and his album goes platinum. Tekashi 6ix9ine doesn't even have his GED album or signs a $7.5 million deal with Interscope.
Jesus.
Kodak Black he's been in and out of jail for like kidnap, like rape, assault, all types of stuff. And this guy still continues to make music and people still listen to it. I don't understand.
Well, I do not. I didn't know any of that, but I certainly will not after knowing all of that. Wow.
I'm so confused. Like, that's what I mean. How are people like failing at life or failing in their businesses and still are able to be ahead or be on top? Like, that does not make sense to me. So you mean to tell me I have to like find an old lady, like shoot her in the face, and then I'll become famous?
Duh. No, you'll be
maybe not that extreme.
Or murdered by her nephew.
But people will put money on my books and they'll idolize me. That's my guess.
Oof. No, you might be Chris Benoit. We'll be right back.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Darrell Owens, host of the Legacy Maker Sports Podcast here on WBLZSports.com and Facebook Live. Please join me and my partner in crime, Jeremiah Quimby, as we hit you at prime time every Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., as we are here to give you a fun and unique look into the world of sports, MLB, NBA, NFL, and much, much more. Now remember, that's Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. here on WBLZSports.com, where we are building a legacy, and of course, we've got ball.
Gen Service offers complete electrical service with a reputation based on quality. Turn to them for residential, commercial, and industrial electrical service. Doesn't matter if it's new construction, homes, electrical panels, hot tubs, generators, or a commercial rewire. The Gen Service team is licensed, bonded, and insured to put your electrical concerns at ease. For an electrical contractor with 25 years of service, give Gen Service a call at 740-438-7173.
Good evening. I'm Steve Balistrieri.
And I'm Thomas Murphy.
And together, we're the hosts of One Patriot Place on WBLZ Sports.
Your one-stop shop for all your Patriots pre- and post-game news.
Because WBLZ means...
we've got balls.
This is Anna. She's crazy about football. Her team is playing at home next week, and she really wants to go. But when she looks for tickets, they're all sold out. Anna doesn't know where else to look. There are hundreds of confusing websites, and scalpers are sketchy. But then, Anna discovers SeatGeek. SeatGeek finds tickets from hundreds of sources and puts them all in one interactive map. Anna easily buys the best deal, with two taps and no surprises. When game day arrives, Anna scans her ticket using SeatGeek and gets the receipt before the first snap. SeatGeek, the smart way to buy tickets.
Even Milli Vanilli thinks we're hot. WBLZ Sports.
Hey, Alex Amello here, host of The Pop Culturist, inviting you to check out myself alongside Half Pint Kyle Adams as we discuss all the latest news in movies, TV, music, and Broadway. Well, not until another Hamilton comes our way. Check us out every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. Also, you can archive our show, blogtalkradio.com, search bar, Unpopular Media Network, not only to listen to the pop cultures, but all the great content we have to offer on Unpopular Media. And now, back to our show.
Seeing what's happening out there.
We're coming up behind!
Because you're immune to a plague that's wiping out the human race. They think you're worth sacrificing to find a cure.
They'll never stop until we can stop them.
The last city. Wicked's whole base of operations. The Lion's Den, hermano.
That's where we're going.
3 years we spent behind walls trying to break out. Now we're trying to break back in.
I get shotgun.
The world is dying. If we find a cure, that's the only way all this was worth it.
Do you regret it? What you did to us?
I did what I thought was right.
There's no guarantee we'll make it back from this.
But we started this together. May as well end it that way, too.
You still care about it, don't you?
Don't lie to me!
Come on. How many kids do they have to round up, torture, kill? When the hell does it stop?
It stops when we find a cure. Thomas, you can save your friends. Or you can save us all.
Using an overpriced trash bag.
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks.
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag.
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad ForceFlex were sold head-to-head. So you'll be...
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Available at Sam's Club.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Using an overpriced trash bag.
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks.
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag.
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad ForceFlex were sold head-to-head. So you'll be...
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Available at Sam's Club.
Hefty, hefty, hefty! Dude!